Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2084. I want to follow on from yesterday where I was talking about bringing the energy, and this morning I'm thinking about why I'm so driven to achieve the things that I'm driven to achieve in my life. And yesterday you would have heard me talk about one of the keys to happiness and success is making progress each and every day. And what I've done on the back of yesterday was I said, well, I needed to shake off some things, and the way that I was going to do that was looking at the list that I'd prepared at the end of a week in preparation for the week ahead. And that when I did that self audit yesterday afternoon, I was feeling like I'm behind where I should be. So the way to get back on track is to say, well, okay, you just need to give yourself, maybe it's 5 minutes, maybe it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe it's longer. Like, I spend about an hour to 90 minutes planning out my week on a Sunday and what it is that I want that to look like by the end of another week. And I spent time last night and this morning just having a look at, okay, what are those three things that I want to achieve today? Amongst all my client commitments and so forth, what are the other things that I want to achieve? So I've now ordered those in priority, most important at the top, and then I'll work my way through them until I've done them. And the last point for today, there's quite a lot of work in that. So what I need to do is make some progress, because I'm not going to have resolution on that. I'm waiting for some feedback from my coach about some certain aspects of what it is that I do to see, okay, do I need to change that? It's to do with my website. So like I can make some modifications, but how many modifications can I make at this point? So if I can just make progress on that today, I will feel good about knowing that, yes, well, I'm edging it in the right direction. So sometimes you're not going to complete a point, but if you can edge yourself closer to completing it, then you're going to feel better from doing that. And so I think one of the ways that I progress myself is I focus on those 3 to 5 things that I want to achieve in a day, and I make sure that I've blocked out time in the schedule for them, and then I work on them. And I make sure that I limit the distractions or remove the distractions around me while I'm doing those things. And sometimes, if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll hear that I do remove myself from my normal office environment and I'll go somewhere else. Pardon me. Sometimes that might be going to a library. I might be sitting outside with my cat Whiskers and sitting out in the, I'm not sitting in the sun, but it's outside and it's covered. So like a, al fresco type area. And I can sit out there and I can do some good quality work for a focused period of time, just away from my environment and just using my iPad. Sometimes I'll go to a cafe and I might get some lunch and I might work for an hour to 90 minutes there while I'm eating my lunch and just get some really great focused work done. And even though there can be distraction around me, like noise and stuff, I'm in the zone. And I can really, really hone in on it. If you stay at home, for instance, or stay in your office, you can find that, well, maybe you're being interrupted by other things, particularly if you're working from home, you can find, oh, I'll just go and do this. Oh, I'll just go and do that. I'll just go do this. But if you're away somewhere else, with all of that stuff disappears, and then you can just focus just on your work. So it is creating those moments throughout your day where you've got that focus. Put the phone on, do not disturb, whatever, so that you don't get interrupted and you just settle into it. But what that takes is that drive within you to want to be able to progress. And then if you've got that desire, you will plan out each and every day, 7 days a week, what it is that you want to achieve. Right. And then when it comes to the weekend, it may be a case of, yeah, I would absolutely spend at least an hour to 90 minutes on a Sunday. If that's the minimum you're going to do to plan out your week ahead, assess the week that was, how can you improve, etc. Getting that self-improvement, that growth on the weekend as well as planning out time with your family, your partner, etc. Those that are important in your life to spend that quality time with them as well. Because if you don't work on that, it will die as well, and you'll become more resentful, your kids will become more separated, all that kind of stuff. So it only gets better through focus. Nothing gets better accidentally. Think about your garden, for instance. I'm looking outside at the moment at my garden. The garden will not naturally get better, right? Will things grow over time? Yeah, they will. But the plants will overgrow, the weeds will overgrow, the grass will overgrow. The cracks in the concrete will be covered with weeds and so forth eventually if you do not weed it. Imagine what it looks like in 100 years' time if I pay it no attention. Probably a lot of the plants are going to die. A lot of them are going to be overgrown. The concrete will probably be unrecognizable. It takes care. It takes focus. If you want it to look good, you've got to put in that attention to it. And that's the same as your whole of life. If you want your life to be good, look good, feel good, it must come from that focused attention every day to ensure that you are progressing in the right direction. And that, of course, requires a lot of energy to do that, and that drive from within you, which again, as I discussed yesterday, comes back to that foundational healthy lifestyle that gives you that the ability to have that energy and then create the focus to achieve those things. So at the end of the day, some people look at me and say, I don't know how you do so much. I don't know how you keep on doing it. Well, I didn't go from where I was to day one, bang, being where I am now. It's taken years and years of consistency and working out what works for me, what doesn't work for me. Where do I feel good on some days doing some things versus if I don't do them, I still feel good or I don't feel good, and saying, all right, that's something I need to do every day. Where it changed for me was where I just said, I want to change forever. And I don't want to stay where I am. And I hate the fact that at certain times in my past where I was achieving great growth and feeling really good, and then I would just stop. And I didn't have that drive to continue going forward. And I'd make up excuses, say, oh, well, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that, I deserve a break, et cetera, et cetera. Now I just keep on going and keep on going and find out, okay, it's time for me to take a little break here because there's some red flags for me, so I need to stop and I need to go do something else, then I'll come back to it. So it's taken me decades to get to the place where I am now, where I am able to do 7 days a week and love that process, because you've got to love the process. You've got to love it. You've got to have the passion within it. Otherwise, you'll easily stop. It's hard. It's hard to keep going. But not if you love it, and not if you understand by 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, and you put all those things consistently together, it's always going to equal 3. So you find out, what are those 3 things that I'm going to do today that are going to make me feel better, that are going to help me progress, to get to that next level? And then there'll be that overriding formula, well, what else do you need? Well, you need to have coaching, because we all need coaching. You need that coaching, that coach that is very, very successful and can keep pushing you and keep pushing you, that person that gets to know you and understands, okay, well, I can see that, you know, Rob's at this place here. It's time to push him even further. He can take more, so let's just push a little bit more. So let's set that new challenge for somebody. That's what I do with my clients. Some are ready for change, some aren't ready for change, but you still keep on nudging them a little bit to keep them moving forward and feeling good about their making the progress that they want to. And so having those right coaches around you and the right accountability in place is super, super important to help you keep on moving on. And you've just got to realize that you have to have a mindset of growth. You have to keep wanting to grow. If you don't want to grow and you just want to stay the same, the rest of the areas of your life will start to stay the same or go worse. Just like the weeds in the garden, they won't just get better. The weeds won't just disappear. You need to remove the weeds, poison the weeds, cut the weeds, poison them, whatever, to get rid of them. They won't just disappear by themselves. So that's my short, sharp, quick message today. Focus on the 3 things that are really important for you to get done today. Spend time at the end of a day to identify what you're going to do for the next day, and then make sure that you've got those right. When you wake up, you know that, bang, here I go. These are the three things that I need to get done today. Schedule the time, block it out, make sure that you're not distracted, get it done, focus, 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 work hard, get it done, celebrate in a moment, say, that'll just feel good. You'll say, great, I did that, boom. Let's move on to that next point now, or take a little break before you do the next one, say, bang, all right, let's go. And then just analyze each point before you do it, rather than just sitting there aimlessly doing work. Say, all right, what's the outcome of this work? When I do this, how am I going to do it the best way? Use tools like ChatGPT to help you speed up the process. I talked to a lot of people that struggle doing certain things, and you know, they'll talk to me about it, and I'll say, well, have you tried using ChatGPT to fast track that? And they haven't. I say, well, here's what I would do, and I give them an example. I say, give me an example of what it is that you're wanting to do, and I'll just do a quick search into ChatGPT and say, here, bang, done. Particularly with correspondence, particularly with analysis of results, even with writing code and doing data analysis and that kind of stuff, you can easily find some prompts that can just say, boom, I hadn't thought about that, bang, and there's your solution. So it's like having the world's best coach at your fingertips for every topic that you can throw at it. And it's not necessarily going to give you everything, but it can help point you in the right direction. So that's what I do. I use it multiple times every single day to help me become better, faster, and more efficient, get way better outcomes. So that's the thought for the day. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy, stay focused and strong. I'll see you tomorrow.